be a husband to Brittany, but I'm blessed to be a father to my two children. And that blessing is probably the biggest blessing that I have. You know, it's a life, completely life-altering thing. And I remember the day that we found out that we were going to have Piper. And I'm buzzing a little bit. I remember the day we found out. We had gone to the ER for something completely unrelated, and I knew that if a young lady was pregnant, that they couldn't do an X-ray. And they were going to do an X-ray on Brittany because of something, again, unrelated. And y'all, I was not anywhere near ready mentally or financially or any kind of ready to be a dad. You know, I'm still thinking I'm a kid. You know, I'm just this youth pastor, just hanging out with these teenagers and taking them on adventures and trying to teach them about Jesus. And I remember we were at the Spring Hill ER, and they kicked me out because I just walked right in with her, and they were like, "Excuse me, sir," and they pulled me out of there. And I'm like, "I got a ring on. I don't have it now because I lost it, but we're not gonna talk about that." But at that time I had one. And anyway, they kicked me out, and I was like, okay. And so, you know, they kicked me out, and then here comes another nurse, and she says, "Hey, we apologize, we kicked you out." Well, when I left, the X-ray machine was sitting there. When I came back, it was gone. And I said, "Oh, my," because I knew right then, and then, of course, they told us that we were going to have a baby. And what a roller coaster. And, you know, if you're dads, I had my back turned when you stood up or raised your hands or whatever. Let's just do that again. Raise your hand right now if you're a dad in this place. God bless these fathers. Jesus, be with these men. What a great calling. What a great blessing to be a dad, to be a father. My goodness. We wanted to share that video. It's funny. Being a dad is funny sometimes. Sometimes it's heartbreaking, but all times it is a blessing to be a father. Can I get one or two amens on that? I try to start my sermons a lot of times with a joke. I copied that move from Pastor Jeff Abels in Lafayette, and he seems to be pretty successful with it. So I want to do it too. But today, I figured since it's Father's Day, you know, this morning I was talking to Brittany, I was getting ready, and I said, "What, should I wear a suit?" I was real nervous. I always talk to Brittany before I leave the house with my outfit, because sometimes she'll stop me, and she'll be like, what are you doing? I'm like, "I'm going to church, what are you doing?" She'll be like, "Oh, you're not like going out in the yard or something?" I'm like, "No, I'm going to church." And she'll be like, "Oh, can you not?" You know, and so I was getting ready, and I said, "Do I put on a suit?" And she said, "Why?" And I said, "Well, it's like a special day." And she said, "What do you think, it's Mother's Day?" And I'm like, so here I am. We usually do like a theme day on Father's Day, but this year we decided with everything changing, you know, with everything kind of new, you know, there's a new guy here, and we thought, you know what, let's just be together on Father's Day. We're not going to make a big to-do. We're going to honor our dads, and I'm going to preach a message about being a father and being someone that gets to promote, that gets to see the potential in their children and gets to help their children grow. And dads, did you mention the candy? There are bags of candy. Okay. We want our dads to have some candy so they can, yeah. All right, so I want to tell you some jokes. I get to tell three jokes today because it's Father's Day, and so this is my thing. So, number one, ready? These are really, 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 really good jokes. They're hilarious, okay? Number one, why, this is a question for you, why do chicken coops only have two doors? Because if they had four, they'd be chicken sedans. Okay. Okay. Second joke. These are dad jokes, by the way. Second joke. What do you call a fish with two knees, Sean. What do you call a fish with two knees? That's really easy. It's a toony fish. Hey, I'm just throwing them out. You can catch them if you want them. Number three. This is the best one so far. What do you call a guy with a rubber toe? Roberto. He knew. All right. Man, hey, we're having fun. It's okay to have fun at church, right? I want to talk today about power. Specifically, the power of dad. And I'm borrowing this title from a gentleman by the name of Brian Pruitt. I went and got to see Mr. Pruitt speak one time, and he speaks on the power of dad. And so today I wanted to kind of borrow that title. I'm not going to borrow his text or his message exactly, but I thought, man, that title's so good, Power of Dad. And because there is a power when he just owns the fact that he's a dad. That's a powerful thing. And the definition of power is the ability to act or produce an effect, okay? The definition of power is the ability to act or produce an effect, okay? So we know that. So I want to read to you today from the book of Matthew, and it says, that same day, Jesus went out to the house and went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it. So what he did was, there were so many people gathered around, there were so many people trying to see Jesus, trying to hear his message, that he got in a boat and he went out a little bit into the water so that he wouldn't be surrounded by the crowd and so that people could see him. So that's what he's doing here. So that same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake, and such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it while the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. I want to pray with you before we go any further. God, just continue to be with us this morning. God, help me bring this message. God, I pray that that something I say resonates in hearts and minds in this place. God, thank you for dads. Thank you for dads. God, I just pray that you bless every dad in this place. And God, I want to leave out the single moms. God, if there's a single mom here, God, I just pray that you bless her as well, having to feel that dual role. God, thank you for parents. Thank you, Jesus. So, power, the power of dad. One thing that we face in our society is an epidemic, I believe. You know, and we learn words like pandemic and epidemic this year. We learn about spread and that kind of thing, and we use that kind of language. And something that we can trace and we can see is an epidemic of fatherlessness in America. And we wonder, you know, why do we have people that act a certain way? And, you know, I see things like the rioting, the protesting, and some of this crazy stuff that's going on. And I just wonder, and maybe I'm wrong, but I just wonder when I see people acting this way, like, is there a dad thing? You know, I always wonder when I see people that are really just kind of going crazy in life, I wonder, where's their dad? What was their dad's situation? Because we can see routinely children that have a father that is present don't face these kind of issues. Children who grow up with a dad who is with them, who teaches them, who pours into their lives, routinely prove that households with dad and mom are set up for success more than the other way around. You know what? If you're from a household, or you live in a household where it's a single parent, that's okay. We're with you. We are absolutely with you. But I want to say dads are a big deal. And I think that one thing that was a big deal with my life is, you know, my father was gone. My father left us when I was, I think, 12. And I didn't see him again until I was 18 years old. And if I wouldn't have had godly men in my life, then I don't know what would have happened. If I wouldn't have had a godly grandfather that loved me so much that he sacrificed so much to lead me to Jesus, I don't know what would have happened. And so I thank God for dads. I absolutely thank God for dads. And I just pray every day that God can empower me to be a good dad to my kids. So the first thing, the first power of dad is the power to protect. Have you ever seen how, like, there's something called a dad bod. Don't stop looking at me, okay? You don't have to look at me right now while I'm preaching this part. There's something called a dad bod. And a lot of dads are not in shape. A lot of dads are shapes. And so, you know, whatever. But a dad can move as fast as, like, an Olympian if their kid's about to get hurt. Have you ever seen that happen? Sometimes, like, just the other day, my son was, my kids like to sit up with, when I'm cooking, they'll sit up on the counter, and usually they just kind of watch. Piper does a great job. She just watched Jonah. He tries to get into everything. And my son was sitting on the counter. And in fact, I had both my children up on the counter in the kitchen, and Jonah was sitting there, and I turned away. Y'all, it takes 1 second. It takes like 1 second. Sister Nelda put a poster up in the back of the daycare, and it was like, it says something about a two-year-old can do more in 2 seconds, something like that. But it's like, it just shows, like, hey, this is, don't ever look away from kids. And so I looked away for like 1 second, and I saw something move out of like my periph, and I turned, and my son's standing up. He's no longer sitting on the counter. He's standing on the counter, and he was grabbing, he was reaching for some bubbles. Well, he fell. And he fell head first, and I thought, here it is. He's about to just break his face on the floor. So what do? It's like I didn't even think. I just grabbed. And you see dads do that, and you're like, whoa, I didn't know you could move that fast. You know, it's like these dads have like superpowers all of a sudden when their kid's about to get hurt. And so we think of dads as protectors, you know. What do you do? What's a kid do when they get hurt? They run to their dad. If there's something, you know, some kind of animal or something at our house, if it's any form of bug, I get to pretend like I'm somebody tough, you know. Dad, there's an ant in the house, you know. Cool, well, your dad's tough, so don't worry about that ant. That ant's days are up because your dad's tough. We think about dads as protectors, as strong protectors. But you know what? A dad not just physically can be a protector, but a dad can be a protector emotionally. A dad can know their children emotionally. And when your kids are growing, especially when they're teenagers, they face things. And, you know, we saw in the video, this young lady's having an issue. This dude breaks up with her, and dad's secretly like, yes. But his daughter's hurting. So what's he do? He builds that bridge with her. And his heart communicates with her heart. And a dad can protect you emotionally. A dad can be there when you're broken and help you. A dad can be that kind of protector. The second thing a dad can protect you is spiritually. Wow. When your dad, or when you as a dad, realizes that there is an enemy that wants to mess your kids up, there's an enemy that wants to derail your children's lives, there's an enemy that wants to get between your kids and Jesus, man, be there. Be that protector, dads. Stand in the, man, get right there in the warfare. Get right there in the warfare. One thing that my grandpa would do, he wasn't like an eloquent prayer. He didn't pray in the King James Version. He prayed in like the John Roberts, bald-headed fat man version. But he would, we would be riding down the road, and he would ask me, you know, he would ask me things, and we would talk about God, and I felt like my grandfather was protecting me spiritually, and trying to help me fight battles against the enemy. And so, dads, be a protector, not only physically, not only emotionally, but be a spiritual protector. Teach your kids how to pray. Teach your kids how to lean on Jesus. Teach your kids how to follow Christ. And the best way to do that, dads, is to lead by example. My daughter, she came to me and she said, "Daddy, I want to read my Bible." And I was like, "Cool, let's read." And so I said, "Where's it at?" And she handed me this book. And it was, like, not the Bible. It was, like, a Tale of Two Cities or something. I think she stole it from the church library. I don't know where she got that book. But anyway, so we got this app on my phone. And it's like a kid's Bible app. And she can punch, she can touch it and look through it. Dads, lead by example. If you've got little ones, lead by example. If you've got big ones, lead by example. Show them that they can have a healthy spiritual life. They can have a healthy relationship with Jesus. Lead by example. Protect them spiritually. And the last thing that a dad, the power of dad, is the power to be a protector situationally. You know what? We say something at community church. We say we love people. We love souls, not situations. And so I want to challenge you, dads, when your kids are going through things, be present. Don't be afraid of the situation. Be present. And sometimes our kids go through some serious stuff. You know, I've got little ones, and luckily they haven't had to endure anything super, super big yet. You know, the biggest thing that they face is, you know, like if we tell them they can't watch TV late at night or something, or we tell them they can't go somewhere and they freak out. But I challenge you as dads to be present in the situations of your children's lives. Be present. The second thing that a dad has, the power of dad to grow, power to grow, to promote. You know what? One of the greatest things that you can do as a father is to promote your children. You got this, son. You can do this, daughter. You matter. You, man, you are so good at that. You, let's go. You know what? Be there with them. That matters so much. Hearing a dad say, "You got this, man. You are doing so good." That is a big, big, big deal. And something that we face as dads sometimes is I think we fall into this thing where we want to be tough. You know? Like, "Come on, boy." We want to be tough. And I think the best thing that you can teach your son or daughter, instead of the big tough, "Oh, man, be big tough, you know, shake all that stuff off." I think the best thing you can do to teach them how to be successful is not teach them to be tough, but teach them to value themselves and to promote them as people. "You're doing a good job. You matter. Keep going. Keep trying." When they fail, congratulate them. Teach them how to fail forward. That's a big deal. Dads have the power to lead by example. We talked about that already, so I'm not going to go through that. And dads have the power to expect. And one thing that I think a lot of dads in our time struggle with is expectation. It's okay to have expectations for your kids. It's okay for you to expect them to do good things. And, you know, I think that when we give our kids a pass, kind of a free pass, well, you know, he does the Fortnite, you know. We want to expect them to excel, and we lead by example. We lead by example and show them that they can grow, that they can excel, and that they can do big and great things. So the first power that we have is dads. The power of dad is the power to protect. Emotionally, spiritually, and situationally. And the second thing we have as dads, the power to grow, to promote our kids. to lead by example and to expect. We expect you to do really good. And we're going to give you the tools. We're not just going to expect you to do good and just expect you to just do it on your own. We're going to give you the tools. We're going to grow you, help you grow. And the last thing, the power of dad. And this is probably one of the biggest things. You as a dad have the power to empower. You can teach your kids that they are big and they're good. You can teach your kids to be successful. You can teach your kids to stand up for what they believe in. You can empower. And I think that that's one thing that a lot of young men really struggle with, and probably even young women struggle with. Their father, their dad did not empower them. And dads, can I just get real with you? I think the biggest reason that dads don't empower their children is because we don't feel empowered ourselves. And I think when you struggle with that, when you struggle with who you are as a person and you don't feel empowered, there's no way that you can pass that on. So dads, I want to drop something on you really quick. This is something that I had to learn, because I don't have a father that's teaching me how to be a dad to my kids. So what do? When you don't feel empowered, when you don't feel like you can be that teacher, what can you do? You lean on God. You lean on your Heavenly Father. You lean on His teaching, on His Word, on His Spirit. And that is how you can make a huge difference. When you don't feel empowered, you lean on the Holy Spirit, who empowers you to do great, great things. As dads, we have the power to empower, to be fertile soil for our children, to give them the opportunity to grow, to give them the opportunity to be life changers. We can hand them this great gift that we have as Christian men, as men of honor that follow Jesus. We can hand them a great gift, and that gift is knowing Him. It's the greatest thing you can give to your children, is teaching them who Jesus is. Wow. And the final thing that we have the power to do as dads is to hand a legacy to our children. The greatest aspiration I have in my life, as far as my children goes, I want to hand them the truth of Jesus. I want to live a life in front of them that shows them not a dad who's a religious man, not a dad who's a pastor, but a man and a dad who loves Jesus and follows Him with everything he's got. And if I can hand that to my kids, then I can hand them a legacy of empowerment. If I can hand my kids the tools to follow Jesus, to be empowered with the presence of the Holy Spirit, then they can go on to do great things. And that is the power of dad. I went through the Bible looking for examples of dads, and I've got to be really honest with you. I was disappointed. Can I just be real? I went through the Old Testament. I went to the New Testament. And I was disappointed. And I looked at Adam. I looked at Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David. All of these huge characters in the Bible, all these huge characters in our faith that were fathers. And I desperately wanted to find this great example that I could be like, hey, check it out, community church. This was Father of the Year. There wasn't one. Here's the thing, dads. Any guy with DNA can become a father, but it takes a man to be a dad. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be present. So I challenge you this morning. Embrace the power of dad. Know that you have the ability to pour something great, to invest something amazing into your children, to give them a place, a fertile place that they can grow from. Believe in yourself. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit that you are called to be a dad, not just a father, not just a man that takes care, but a dad. I want to challenge you with that this morning. All around this room, let's stand, and I want to pray together. I want to pray that we grow, that we know that we are empowered, that God is with us. God, thank you for dads. Thank you for parents. Jesus. All around this room, if you would bow your heads and close your eyes, and let's just raise our hands and pray together. And what I want to do, I want to pray together as a group, and then after that, if you want to pray individually, I'll be down here. Pastor Daphne, if you don't mind joining me down here as well. God, I just pray right now for the dads in this room, God, for fathers in this place. God, bless them. Be with them. God, as they work to grow their children, God, it doesn't matter if their children are grown already. If they've got kids of their own, it doesn't matter. God, I pray that you give these dads the empowerment and the ability to pour into their kids' lives. If they're little, if they're babies, or if they're grown with babies of their own, I just pray, God, that you empower them and give them supernatural ability to be a dad that is God-empowered. Some of us in this room might have some issues, but we've had problems with our